Hi there, and welcome to the very first Weeby Wolf bite of hopefully a whole delicious scrummy meal. My name is Weeby Wolf, and I am a big weeb, I am a big gaming fan, and I'm a big people person, so I decided to combine all three of these into a 9 to 10 minute podcast that you can listen to when you're on the bus, when you're going to school, when you're going to sleep, when you're on the toilet, or when you're trying to run away from your parents' divorce. So here we go. In this Weeby Wolf bite, I thought I would give you a little taster of what the podcast is going to be like and of what I'm like, and I thought that it would also be cool if I could get a little taste of what you're like. So all the questions that I'm going to answer are going to be on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, all under the handle Weeby Wolf, and I would love to hear your answers in the comments. And I said questions, and I mean questions. I'm doing that popular 36 questions to fall in love kind of thing. I took out some of them because they got really sad boy hours, but I'm going to do most of them. So, without further ado, here we go. If I could invite anyone in the world to dinner, it would probably be Tomoya Okazaki from Clannad, because it was like the first anime I watched, and I really loved it, and I fell in love with him, so I need to meet him and have a date with him. And would I like to be famous, and in what way? I think, like, no, I wouldn't want to be famous, but I would like to have a little bit of a group of gals and dudes, and we could ride out in Red Dead 2 together, make a posse. And in what way? I mean, like, I'm doing this podcasting, but I also want to stream. But it's impossible for me to stream at the moment. Maybe one day. Do I ever rehearse what I'm going to say on the telephone and why? I mean, I think it's totally normal for people to do that. People are really, like, anxious of calls these days. You probably do it, right? But since I've gone to radio school, because I go to radio school, which is why I'm making this, I haven't needed to do it as much. So, yeah, if you want to get over anxiety, go to radio school. Endorsement. What would constitute a perfect day for me? I would love to wake up early when the sun is rising, eat a healthy, delicious, like, fruit breakfast, and then, like, hop on my horse in a sundress and bare feet and put on a sun hat on, and the horse is like bareback, and we just ride out through a meadow and a field and a forest, and then I have a picnic with someone I love, and then I snuggle up in front of the fire and I watch some anime or play some video games. That would be cool. When did I last sing to myself or someone else? I sang to my classmate just before, and I sang him some cringy tween nightcore stuff because I was talking about how awesome it was to grow up in the time. I'll sing it for you. You know this nightcore song? That one. And then there was the other one, like, when I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down in a bed of roses. And that is what we were singing. So shout out to Nightcore. Thank you for influencing me. If you were able to live to the age of 19 and retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which would you want? I thought over this question a lot. It says, and if I'm able to live to the age of 90 and the last 60 years of my life. So I would choose to retain the body. I thought I would retain the mind, but your mind doesn't really go crazy at 90 all the time. And so I'd like to look presentable. Do I have a secret hunch about how I'll die? I think I'm going to get sick and die. Or I actually think I'm going to get killed. But I would like to just fall asleep and enjoy not knowing that I've died. Name three things that me and my partner appear to have in common. I don't have a partner. I'm sitting alone in a studio right now talking to myself. So you are my partner. And I think that we are both probably trashy weebs. We're both here listening to this. We're both probably societally oppressed gamers. And that's why this interaction is so important. And we're both probably cringing at this podcast. Next, what in my life makes me feel the most grateful? My family makes me feel the most grateful. Not all the time, but, you know, in general. If I could change anything about the way I was raised, what would it be? I would have preferred to be raised around languages. I think that languages are, like, really important for kids in development. Not development, but, like, they help a lot. So, I wish I learned a second language as I was growing up. If I could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality or ability, what would it be? I think it's pretty easy to guess after my thing I just said. But I would like to have a photographic memory, actually. Because then, to learn languages, you can just, like, read and you can be like, ah, yes, kawaii or something. And you can look at guitar chords and just know them off by heart, but it's by head. And you can play piano songs like a brrrr. Easy peasy. If I had a crystal ball and it could tell me the truth about myself or my life or the future or anything else, what would I want to know? I would want to know if I died happy and satisfied. I think that's pretty important. And I would want to know how many more Elder Scrolls games are going to come out in my lifetime and if they're going to be great. Because that is the only life to me that matters, my life in Tamriel. Is there something that I've dreamed of doing for a long time and why haven't I done it? Yes, I have dreamed of streaming and podcasting. And here I am, podcasting, and I will stream one day. I can't do it though because my upload speed is literally 20 kilobytes per second. So, you know, when I move out, which will be soon, hopefully I have at least like 1 megabyte per second. If you follow me on Twitch at WebbyWolf, you can see me maybe make my first stream and lag out all over the place. That'd be pretty fun. What is the greatest accomplishment in my life? It is dropping out of school and joining a radio school. It helps with anxiety and awesome, and it's cool and it's fun, and I'm podcasting, so yay. What do I value most in a friendship? Honesty. Honesty is the best policy. I think you need to be honest to be like loyal and everything, but I'm naive. What do I know? What is my most treasured memory? When I was a kid, my family had this place that we went to get away from the chaos of my family. And it was just like this mansion, like Victorian mansion in the middle of this beautiful like meadow. It looked like Secret Garden kind of fantasy place. And we should just go there, and I called it the mansion. And it was the most beautiful place I've ever been. I know where it is now, so the magic is ruined. But, you know. What is my most terrible memory? You never know when you'll lose someone that you love. And my most terrible memory is that I learned that the hard way. If I knew that in 1 year I would die suddenly, would I change anything about the way I am now living and why? I'd probably like just spend more time with my family and friends, and in the time that they're busy, I'd just spend time watching anime and playing games and getting immersed in that culture that I love. What does friendship mean to me? It means being there for your friends no matter what. Even if you have to tell them that they're stupid as fridge, you have to tell them that they're stupid because no one else will do that. What roles do love and affection play in my life? I'm a pretty cuddly person, I'd say they play quite a big role. I'm a bit needy. Complete this sentence, I wish I had someone with whom I could share love. I think that is the best way to live your life. And if I was going to become a close friend with my partner, which means you, I would have to share what's most important for you to know. Oh, I'm needy, I'm anxious, and I'm really annoying. So I'm like that little puppy that you get and then you kind of regret getting. Some people love it, some people hate it. Yeah. Hopefully you love it. Share with your partner an embarrassing moment in your life. Okay, so I'm a female, so I wear skirts, and an embarrassing moment of my life is my existence wearing skirts and having them blow up on me all the time. When did I last cry in front of another person or by myself? I last cried in front of another person when I was playing with my friend and they hurt my finger, and I last cried by myself probably about like my Netflix show Cable Girls ending. What, if anything, is too serious to be joked about? Rest in peace, XXX Tentacion. Rest in peace. If I was to die this evening with no opportunity to communicate with anyone, what would I most regret not having told someone, and why haven't I told them yet? I don't think I would regret anything. I think that I like to live my life not regretting anything, and also just not like taking in the possibility that life is short and time runs out and you have to treasure each thing you have. And that means taking care of your body and taking care of those you love. So I tell everyone everything. And if my house was on fire and all my loved ones and pets were saved and I had time to get one item, what would it be and why? My PlayStation, because I paid for those PlayStation Store games. And that was my first Weeby Wolf bite. I hope that you got a taste of me and that you thought I was delicious. And I hope that you leave me a little taste of you to have at the end on my social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Comment in your answers to these questions so I can get to know you. This is an interactive podcast after all. And I'm sorry I talked so quickly. You know, to get that A+ grade for this little podcast assessment, I have to pack it all in to under 10 minutes. So please don't blame me. I'm talking slower now, see? I promise I'm a normal, functioning human being. Anyway, thank you so much, and I hope you tune in for the next one. We've got some anime reviews with a non-anime watcher coming up, and some Elder Scrolls 6 talk. Thank you, see ya!